Yo, man, I'm currently showing how sharks can be an excellent substitute to a professional hitman. You ready to die, bitch?
No, no, please. Please don't.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. If you're too young to see this, or this, like, offends you, well, get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah, welcome back to BDOradio.com. This is your host, Budweiser. And you're listening to show number 10, recorded on July 19, year 2006. Now, this is a really special show because, mark this date down, because this is Nick Montoya's last show, and, well, Nick's with me here.
Yeah, it's my last show, so shove off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's my time.
Yeah, it's Nick Montoya's time. You know, it's the Nick
So you can
Montoya
kiss my right nut and make my left one jealous.
You can kiss my left nut and make my left one jealous. Why did you grab your nuts after saying that? He's like, well, no, never mind, never mind.
they're both fine.
They're both fine. He's just checking up on his nuts. Nut check, nut check. Nuts are okay. Thank you.
Well, that's actually how it goes in my brain, see? I hear this voice that goes, nut check, nut check. And my hand just automatically goes...
And checks the nuts.
Sends a signal back to my brain saying, nuts are fine.
Nuts are good. Nuts are good. Get back on.
And yeah. When they're full, you know, it sends a signal to my brain saying, time to discharge. Time to discharge.
Lady inside. Lady inside. 10-4. Okay, so did you get another green
one? No, yeah.
I'm going to go get some.
Give me a blue one.
Blue one, yes.
The blue one.
The blue one.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That's another way of putting it. But I'm not really leaving in a hurry this time, like the other times I left.
Yeah.
The other times I kind of left without saying bye to anybody. I just kind of disappeared.
You're taking your time this time, are you? You actually went around the last few days.
Oh, yeah.
Say bye to some people.
Yeah, I actually did, because this time I'm actually planning the trip.
Yeah, because you actually, hey, on top of that, you have a car.
Yeah, I've got a nice car. I bought a car. It's a 95 Monte Carlo, but it's in perfect condition.
Nice.
I bought it for $1,000 Canadian. Yeah. $1,000.
Yeah. For a car, unbelievable. That is really cool. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, God, the blue one is good.
The blue one you like. The blue one is different from this one. It is a flavor.
It is a different flavor. You still have the Stanley Cup?
Yes, the Stanley Cup isn't moving.
Oh, fuck
it. There's actually a joke in a skit about this damn Stanley Cup.
Now you're definitely not taking it down.
No, I am not, because this is your Stanley Cup. Yeah.
It's my shit. So even when you move, you leave it for the next tenant to take off.
That's good. I like that.
And hopefully, you'll never notice it.
Imagine 3 years after living here, he lifts up his head. My God, honey, look at this. There appears to be a Stanley Cup stuck on her ceiling.
No, hopefully the next tenant hears an old lady that can't lift her head up. Stuck with a hump on her back, with her head down all the time.
And then she gets a nurse dude come over one day. And yeah. The nurse dude just looks up and goes, by God, lady, you have a Stanley Cup in your ceiling. Did you know of this?
He probably won't even say anything. It's not like he's gonna notice it. He's gotta change that old lady's diapers and fucking wipe her ass and shit.
Isn't gonna add to the trouble by having to stay to remove a goddamn
exactly.
Stanley Cup.
So he's not even gonna mention it, because he knows if he mentions it, she's gonna say, well, climb up there and take it off.
That's just bad.
Yeah.
Now, here's a big change at BDO Radio that has happened lately. I took a decision. Now, from the fact that I do not have the time to support everybody and to like constantly be there when they're doing their shows, the affiliations, I actually am phasing out the thing and said by August 1st, I don't want anybody broadcasting on my server anymore. But this is one smart thing that I did. There's this one guy, you remember Tech? He's probably going to be here any minute. Tech actually started doing shows, and he bought like better equipment than mine to do his show on my server. And I noticed this guy is always like at all hours of the day and night asking me questions about this and that on radio, and I don't have time to answer him, you know? I have time to like spend the 2 hours with him, talk like once a week, that's it. And this guy seems to have enough fucking time to do what I'd like to be doing with the affiliation. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna take you guys off my server, put you onto tech server, and we're actually gonna relate together, so we're sharing the same audience. So basically, I'm just porting all the affiliations in another server run by a guy who has the fucking time.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, some people are getting pissed off by the, like, of the Matrix. I just fucking blocked his ass. He was saying a bunch of stupid shit like, oh, you don't want the others on, so I'm not listening anymore. Well, okay, fuck you. You know?
Of course, but then you're a busy guy, man.
Exactly. You know, and these guys are doing shows.
It's not, you don't have a job. You have a career.
Exactly.
Okay, it's not a job.
It's true,
it's
huh?
It's a fucking
career. I have
career.
A fucking career. Okay. And not only that, check it out. Some of these people on nights,
I'm
not
there. Because
a
job is $15,000 a year, okay?
Yeah.
That's the job. A career?
That's a whole different story. And it can build with time.
Exactly. You don't
Anyways,
fuck with that.
But it was actually slightly frustrating given the fact that, you know, sometimes the audio of an affiliation was something like, hi there, welcome to our show, and I'm not loud, and nobody can hear me, and why is there nobody listening, you know? And it's unfortunate because I wasn't there to notice it and tell him, turn your mic boost on. Or on some nights, it would be the host was heard fine, but you couldn't hear the person he was talking to on Skype. And that's like, dude, why are you using your mic close to the speaker to hear this? You're supposed to do a real loop back so it's like on real radio. Anyways, this... So a few things have to be there, and some things are really long to explain, and I don't have, like, three nights out of the week to do this, you know?
I don't, to tell you the truth, I might not have time to start a radio show, and, you know?
Oh, no, but you...
I might be able to do one or two show a month.
No, exactly.
Or even every couple months.
Because, you, look, you've had a computer for years at your place, and you haven't done a show from there.
Because I can't.
No, exactly.
For one thing,
my
computer is not strong enough.
Well, to do a Skype related show, that would have been cool. But no, what I'm saying is it would be a show with me or your co-hosting. I don't mean like an affiliation. That's like, unless you want to do that, I suggest you even do them recorded so I can play them on the playlist instead.
No, but I don't think I would have time for that. No,
well, you know what? If you live with exciting people, it would be really cool that you do it.
Actually, I'm going to live with someone pretty damn exciting there.
Who?
Wow. My buddy there, not gonna really say his name on the air, but he's got this little, how can I say, business going on.
Yeah.
So he's weird. He's okay though. He's a cool guy. You know, he's the one that got me the place. He's the one, you know, I call him. He's like, I tell him I'm coming into town. He's just like, oh, really? He's all hyped about it. You know, he's just like, oh, yeah, really? That's cool. That's cool. When are you coming down? Every time I call him, he's like, you're coming down next week, next week, next week. I'm like, no, man, next week. He's like, okay, okay, okay. And he got me. He's like, I got you a place, but you can stay with me for a while, and then you can move with my buddy there because he's got a place. And he's all hyped about it, you know?
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, man. So you're going back there and you're going to have the job and everything?
Yeah, I'm starting August 1st.
Fucking A, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't... Like I said...
You wouldn't have done this move. Yeah.
This trip is planned.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, there's no sudden movement. It's been planned for about a month and a half now.
Okay, that's cool, man. So finally, you will be on a good plane.
And the only thing that was keeping me from leaving was that goddamn driver's license. I got it on my third try. You know, I went to this busy one downtown, well, downtown near the jail there, HB.
Yeah.
I went there, and then I went to Longueuil. And those two places are very, a lot of people go there, you know?
Yeah.
Big places. So I failed both times. Then I went to this little fucking town called Saint-Jérôme.
Yes, the capital of warfare.
Okay, I went there and fucking... And I got this guy, you know, this old guy, old gray hair, fucking just relaxed kind of guy, you know?
Cool.
And he's just like fucking hopping in the car, blah, blah, blah. I start talking to him on the way there. I'm like, have you been doing this for a long time? He's like, well, about 5 years before that, I was working in the office. I'm like, fucking 5 years, you might have seen fucking all kinds of shit. He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, how about bribes? You ever had bribes? And he's like, he says, yeah, at least once or twice a month. You know, someone tries, but it's not worth my salary. It's not worth my, you know, it's not worth losing my job for $50 or $100, you know? And then he goes, why? You got something to offer?
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, hey, he was joking, you know?
No, exactly. The dude's just a really cool.
And then, I fucking missed the, what was it? Oh, yeah. I did the one-hand turn. When you turn to the left, I did the one-handed turn. And he looks at me and says, you keep that for when you have your driver's license.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I panicked, you know, I'm like, fuck. Did I just fail me or what? So we get there and he's telling me what I did wrong, you know, just little things and like not looking over my shoulders or little things like that, you know.
Same thing. I failed the blind spot part.
I'm like, so what? I failed? He's like, no. He's like, you got enough points for your license.
How much did he give you?
I think I had 80.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much I had on my first try? 78.
On my first?
Passing is 75.
Oh, yeah. On my first try, I think I had like 68.
Okay, that was an asshole.
Yeah.
I think they're a little more strict than they used to be. Because the guy gave me the same.
What happened? That's true. Someone told me that if you go at the beginning of the month, you got more chances of passing than if you go at the end of the month.
No. Right now, I'm talking over the years.
The last three years
have been getting more strict.
But you know who
they're tired of having people on the road.
You know who they let pass very easily? Women.
I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. It's called cleavage.
Oh. Yeah.
And that I'm not fucking joking. My first time I went to HB there, downtown Alibasa, I went there and fucking this girl that went right before me. She had this big fucking double D tits with fucking this big cleavage. You can see fucking all kinds of cleavage there, all kinds of crack. You know, all kinds of crack down there. And fucking, she fucking burnt, you know, there you turn left, and there's a stop there. She fucking burnt it. She comes back, fucking misses her parallel parking. The guy give her a license.
Oh my God.
Okay, I go out. I do my shit. I don't burn the stop. I miss my parallel parking. And I think I changed lane on a full line.
Okay.
He fucking denied me. 68. Fucking denied me.
People keep asking me for the direct link to the audio server. There is no really direct link except for that click here to listen using Winamp link there. It's just so
simple. Have I told
you
that since I have the car 2 weeks ago, I've been getting laid like crazy?
Okay, you gotta explain this to the people. Because when I got a car, I was always hanging out with chicks from high school. Like, I had the pride of having four beautiful
You know why you never got sucked
why?
Off? Because you never asked for it.
True that.
I'm
too much of a gentleman.
Yes, me too, usually. But when the girl you don't even know, fucking, you ask for a ride, ups up in your car, you gotta ask yourself, what the fuck's wrong with this chick?
I didn't get lucky, actually, the time I did that. You remember that cute blonde chick at the store there?
You didn't ask for it either.
She actually asked me a lift. I gave it to her.
See, you should have asked her.
No,
bro.
You know what? We actually went on a date after. But she had warned me before that she was out with the guy and everything. I was like, we're just going to talk about, because she was an engineer. And I wanted to get her into Summitech. And I was like, we're just going to talk about, like, you know, getting you a job training.
That's where you did it wrong.
What should I have done?
You should have told her, you got another guy on the side? She would have said, yeah. And said, well, okay, now you got two.
What?
That's good.
And then when you're in the car, what I did is this girl, I fucking driving up my street, you know, going up to park my car and go home. I see this girl with a nice ass in a miniskirt. Look at her. She fucking looks back and smiles. So I pull over. I'm like, you want to ride up? I'm going this way anyways. She says, yeah, sure. No, she starts by saying, I don't know. And then she says, okay. Hops in the car, fucking goes out. She goes up. I'm like, where are you going anyways? She says, I have to go buy some cigars for my boyfriend. And I'm like, okay, so where are you going exactly? She says, I'm going to the provisoire. I'm like, okay, so I bring her there. She gets a cigar. I'm like, you want me to wait? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And then we went, and then she hops in the car. I'm like, so what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And she's like, well, I don't know. So I'm like, so how about we go for a ride, park somewhere, and, you know, fucking let's fool around a bit. She's like, I don't know. So I fucking took the car, fucking went, parked it somewhere, and fucking fooled around with her. She fucking sucked me off.
Okay, she sucked you off.
Yeah, I didn't fuck her.
Okay, cool. No, because in the car...
And then there's this other chick on my street again. That I've been fucking a little bit. She doesn't want to tell me which club she dances in, but...
Oh, that's good.
She doesn't want to tell me what club. I keep asking her, and she's like, this club downtown.
This Raid club. Them.
She's like, this club downtown. Oh, I don't care. I don't need to go anymore. I got more than even anybody there got, so... You know, they got to pay $10 just to touch her. I fucking didn't pay shit and fucked her. And this one I did fuck for a long time, too. Fucking did big fucking rail. I fucking sniffed my ass off. A big line. Got me a little bit hard before she got there. And then when she started sucking my dick, I got fucking hard like a horse. And fucked her hard.
Fuck.
She's all like, come walk up in Xi'an. Oh, yeah. Fucking just going off.
That's good. Now, we're going to, well, leave you for this segment. There's a middle skit coming up along with two skits around it and those funny intro skits. And we're going to be seeing you in the third segment of this show for another good 15 minutes or more of talk.
So that's it.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Intoxisurance. Hi, I'm Jack. If you don't have disability insurance, get my Intoxisurance. See, my Intoxisurance is not unlike normal insurance. For a low, affordable monthly fee, we will compensate any injury you might experience accidentally by sending you an avalanche of psychotropic substances. This way, if you have an accidental injury, you'll be able to stone yourself into another galaxy, thus successfully ignoring the fact that you can't work, don't have a revenue, and can't support your family.
Excuse me, sir?
What do you want, bitch?
I'd like
what do you want? What?
To get some services.
What's up? What's up?
I'd like to get some services.
Services like what?
sexual services.
Oh, yeah, you cough between the lines.
Yeah, I'm quite
man.
I'm comfortable here. I'd like a prostitute, please.
Yeah.
Do you have any prostitutes, like good one, cheap?
What kind of money you got, boy?
I got money.
I got bitches all over the street, man. Are you the real bitches?
Hey, what's up, man?
Excuse me. Who are you?
Yeah. Don't listen to this fool.
Well,
my bitches, they be running this block since before time was time. See that fat hoe over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give it to her. Half price.
I don't want any fat chicks, please.
No problem. I got any chick you want. What do you want, Asian? You want double clitted? You want two pussies? You want a bang? You want to get fucked? Anything you want, we can get on my street.
Yeah, I just want a normal vagina to fuck.
Let me burp on that, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got something to tell you, boy. My bitch is the best bitch in the world.
Can someone give me some prices here and show me, like...
Yeah, there's no price on my bitch, boy. No price.
The horse.
Okay, listen, my bitches, they run... How much you got on you?
$500.
That's right. I can give you as cheap as $500. Any hoe you got, we got better. What you got to say to that, fool?
Yeah, I know Ice-T, boy. And you don't know him, boy. You know what I'm saying? I got the brown to the bouncy wild man.
Yo, don't listen to this fool. He don't know. I pity him. I got hoes. What do you want
to
do?
Doesn't it cost like $120 to get the like complete work?
Don't worry about the complete work. My hoes, they be experienced. They done fucked everybody. I got the dirtiest hoes.
Okay, yeah, but my bitch comes with everything, boy.
But how much do you charge?
What do you need?
I need a whore that I can fuck, a cute blonde chick.
Yeah, I got that. But how much you want to pay?
Oh, I got $500, like I said.
Yo. I got some Asian hoes. I got some black hoes. I got some black Asian hoes.
Yeah, I got everything
for white
you.
Blonde chick. Who can do the white blonde chick?
I got a blonde chick. I can tint her hair. Ain't no problem. She's black.
I got weed. I got bitches. I got drugs.
Yo, what do you want to buy? You want to buy a gun? I got a gun.
I want a whore right now.
I know Bin Laden, man.
Fuck Bin Laden.
I just want a whore. Fuck Bin Laden.
My whore, she done fucked Bin Laden. She done fucked his mattress.
I know Russian mafia, man.
You don't want him, dirty hoes. His hoes got AIDS.
Those hoes got everything.
The AIDS
man.
Is bad.
Yeah, it's AIDS. Right. That's right.
Assholes, man. humans have assholes.
Okay, my hoes.
That's it. That's what I mean.
Well, my... Listen, you want a nice clean hoe? I'll give you two. She's the daughter of the president.
I know a hoe shit. That clean her ass with a fucking soap. The daughter of George Bush?
That's right. The daughter of Jim Bush.
Jim?
Yeah, he's my president. In my ass.
I know Tom Clancy.
I know. No problem. Whatever hoe you find, I give it to you cheaper. My hoe, I give you the $499.99.
I give you a hoe warrior.
Xena. You want to fuck Xena? I can hook you up with Xena. Just give me the money and go around the alley.
How much?
$499.
Oh, this guy's lying, man. He's been buying my bitches all over the time, man.
Yeah, your bitches are dirty. Your bitches smell.
Yeah, you tried to do it, though.
Yeah, like chicken wings.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm free. I'm sorry, guys. Everything. You two guys are freaks. I think I'll go look for my love elsewhere.
You wanna buy some weed?
No, I
buy some hoes.
No, I don't. Just,
listen to you.
You guys,
just come into my car and we'll go around.
You will take.
Just come into my car.
I don't think hugs. I see you're holding your gun right there. You're ready to shoot me. I'll just leave you. Guys.
No, I ain't gonna yo. Get your fucking ass in my car.
And now the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
We have one Latopian tip.
So you know, I'm the news guy, Bong Lit Up, you know? And we got a bunch of guests here, they might want to introduce themselves. What's up, man?
Hi, my name is Moonshine, Star of Night.
And what's up with you, man? What's up with you?
I'm a third generation hippie.
Yeah? And what the fuck do third generation hippies do, you know?
Well, the same thing the first generation did.
So that's what all the bullshit with the war, you know?
We march. For peace, smoke weed, so our mind is relaxed to understand what the people really want.
So, well, what the fuck are you thinking with the war in Iraq here? Because this is the news, you know? We're going to talk March 20th news, you know? We're going to talk.
I think everybody should hold everybody by the hand, and we should all sing love and peace, and sing some John... Yeah, have orgies.
Yeah, but...
Free sex, people. Free sex.
What's with the news, you know, in Iraq, you know? What should they do in Iraq, you know, as a peace?
They should have sex.
That's all. We got another guest here.
I think Saddam Hussein should get laid.
True. I think it would unmad him, you know? He got laid 5 times in his life at least because he's got 5 kids, you know? 3 girls, 2 guys, you know?
I'm Billy Joel Fucker.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Alabama.
And what do you think about this fucking war, you know?
I don't fucking know who this fucking sorry about that.
It's no problem, you know?
This fucking Saddam Hussein? I don't know who's sane, but he ain't sane at all.
That's true, you know?
I asked my cousin, who's also my wife, Loretta, and she doesn't know nothing about this motherfucker. He never showed his ass in fucking Texas. He never showed his ass in Alabama. I come from Portal, Alabama. It's the portal to the city. And they don't know shit about nothing. We fucking kept outside of the hayrow, and I don't know nothing about the left or the right side. My fucking pig don't even scratch. I don't even know what's going on in the world.
Okay, so what do you think about the guy to your right who shares the same opinion as Saddam himself, you know? This guy, he backs up Saddam Hussein. We have to know why. You hand him the mic, you know?
This guy, he doesn't even know, man. I come from Alabama, he doesn't speak no nothing. If he got on the mothership, I'ma shotgun him down. That's him. 1 sec.
So, you know, what's your opinion? And introduce yourself. We don't know who you are, you know? Because I just got people from the streets here.
I'm Jackson Jarvin.
And
I belong in the street, you know.
But what?
I don't give a damn what I'm saying, man.
What do you think about?
I play blue dress for my was a woman.
But what do you think about the attack there, the war in Iraq?
I don't see war, man. I don't see it here. What I want, man, I just play blue dress, man.
And the speech done by Saddam.
True blue dress, man. It's all my living.
You think Saddam is the real Saddam?
That's why I drink. Then I smoke because I smoke.
But we were told that you shared the same opinion as Saddam. You were just trying to get this interview, you bastard.
Yes.
Fucking bastard.
I like interviewing me.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to have you murdered by my Iraqi team. You know?
I'm like crazy like a boomerang.
Now, Moonshine. Moonshine wants to speak, you know?
I go like Moonshine.
Let Moonshine speak, you know? Speak for the people, you know?
This mic's dead. Speak closer.
Hello?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk like this.
Again?
So we're going to camp outside. And smoke bonfires? No.
You know, but what the fuck's up with smoking bonfires?
I'm lost. So
is it the end for the news? Give us your end of the news here.
Listen to me.
Your final opinion.
I can have it.
Yeah. So that was the news. Thanks for listening, you know, and, well, that's pretty much it for three guests who had opinions about the war in Iraq, you know?
I love my pig. My pig is the old...
Shut up. No, shut up. No, shut up. I say shut up, you know? You want me to fucking come over there and fucking beat your ass, you know? You want to fucking come
here? Listen,
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah, so you know, we're doing the weather, you know, and we got a lot of people, you know, in the studio. They've been to Iraq. We're doing the Iraq forecast. So I hear this. The forecast is like lots of bombs falling. Yeah, it's lots of bombs falling.
I come from the Shen. The big nipples. Je viens from my Canadian side story.
So,
and I used to cultivate, you know, cultivation
of
the mais.
What the fuck? Dude, how many acids did you take before the show, man?
J'ai mangé beaucoup
de
maïs. The corn, I eat a lot of corn.
But we're talking about the forecast in Iraq, you illiterate bastard. You know?
Yes, like, I believe the story.
We want to hear Iraqi stuff, you know? So pass the mic on to this guy and let's hear who he is, you know?
Oh, boy, it's the west side of the Canadian.
Just pass
Canadian.
That fucking mic, you know?
I am Kabul, Senaf Assad. The weather in Iraq right now is, A lot of oboes and Scott missiles. It is pouring cats and dogs of debris.
Where?
excuse me, my language is coming back to me. excuse me. Like I was saying.
Say where? Say, wait, you want to give it in your own people's language, the weather, you know?
Machala.
Where? Say no.
Machala, who is saying push achal?
Where? No political statements, man, you know?
It was all the weather. I was saying it was raining bush. Yes. Machalim bush! Machal explosion! Mach.
So, you know, we got a third guy here who did his own report, so let's see the third guy. The third guy, you know? He's like,
hey, man, I done got lost in the Middle East. I don't know what we're talking about.
But, you know, you're in the Middle East. Hey, what's the weather, man?
The weather?
Yeah, the weather, man.
Well, I was walking around Baghdad. It's fucking 8 o'clock at night, and these fucking missiles come down on me, man. I don't know what the bomb looks like, my problem.
Well, you survived the missiles?
What missiles?
La bomba clad the missile. The missile be falling on me ass.
I don't know, my brother in here, man, he wanted talking to me. We was in the middle of Baghdad. The missile be...
Passing the spliff, my man. Passing the spliff.
You know what I'm saying, man? I don't know what you're talking about. Mr. Leader, all I'm asking for is the fucking veto to go back to the U.S., I'm baby lost, man.
Wait, fuck the U.S., man. You're in Canada.
Good thing Jawa was us, man.
I was back down in Baghdad, man. My lighting Miss Clive. And the messy motherfucker, man, I'm dropping bombs all over my place.
Dropping bombs now.
And my wife, man, be with me.
Where? So you're like, you were in the middle of the action, man.
I'm in the middle of the action, man. Yeah, there's bomb in my left, there's bomb in my right. And I don't know where I be lost. I drive through a fucking car. I stole the motherfucker. The only motherfucking bitch had $18 in him. I stole him out, man. I bought myself some spleef, man.
Yeah, so you're like, that's the weather, Mark 20.
I forgot about the weather.
Whoa.
There was no rain whatsoever. But you know what? In my head, because I was so fucking high about this Moroccan hash, this motherfucking Moroccan dealer, he wanted my, his name was Abu Jabi. I called my aide. I talked to him for like 35 minutes. Miss Ajubaji, he was like lost. So I done fucking robbed the motherfucker. The pure Jamaican style.
Yes, chill out, man.
Mr. Lidup, you put him in here. Mr. Lidup.
Yeah.
Mr. Lidup.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, I'll kill you, you know?
I'm gonna fucking kill you,
you motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Affordable Coffee. Hi, I'm Jack. If you think all the fancy coffee out there is too expensive for you, get my affordable coffee. See, we hire cheap illegal Mexican immigrants on our plantations, and that's what keeps the price of the coffee down.
Yo, man, Captain, report, you know, on the way to that pimp hoe planet, you know, where we can make lots of money off those
horny holes, because the whole planet's like horny holes.
That's right. Second.
Like 4 hours left, but there's like 2 alien species on the way there that could give us really a bad time, man.
Okay, number two.
Yeah. Okay, man.
So, we're gonna go to the planet of prostitutes.
So where? Yeah, man. Tell the guy the hell, the engineer there, the hell to set course, man.
So where do I mechanize the thing now?
You recognize the prostitutes?
Recognize
the prostitutes.
Mechanize.
Represent the
prostitutes. Alright, I have to watch about...
Yeah, but...
I don't know what you have to watch, but...
No, to watch the prostitutes.
Oh, well,
you,
yeah, me too.
The coordinates, man?
What's
you
up?
You remember the coordinates?
I don't know. I need my captain to say what I have to do.
You remember where it's supposed to go, right?
You have to go to,
To where, man?
No, it's between...
I forgot, man.
It's, we have to go east.
Yo, man, I'll wait.
Okay, I'm gonna east? Turn
what the
driver
What the fuck are you talking about? We ain't on Earth anymore, man.
Okay.
But, well.
So we turn left.
Okay.
Left to your left or left to my left?
Well, it's down left.
Or left to the leader here.
Yo, hell, man, turn left. Just listen to our captain here, okay?
Depends what left you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's a motor that exploded over here. I gotta repair that thing. Sorry, I gotta go.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, yeah.
Yo, man, what the fuck, man? What fucking engine fucking exploded?
Well, listen, number two, if he's gotta go, he's gotta go.
Well, we gotta go get those homes, man. They're gonna make us lots of money, man.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay, welcome back. I repaired all the thing, man.
Mr. Engineer?
Oh, sorry, there's another thing exploded over there. Sorry, I gotta go.
No, that's just me, man. I'm having a bong hit here. That's actually a good bong hit, man.
You know where you have to go, Mr. Engineer.
But no, Mr. Engineer, man, you were supposed to turn left. Where's this left turning, man? Not a lot of left turning here. Where the fuck's the left turning here?
That's because he doesn't have...
Oh, sorry, wrong side. I gotta go the other way.
Yes, exactly, man. What's wrong with you?
It's the pedal.
Sorry, I gotta go.
It's not a pedal, man. It's a steering wheel, man.
No, because the guy I bought this ship from, he said something about a pedal.
A pedal for what, man?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about pedal, man.
Yeah, pedals, man.
You gotta turn left.
Man. I gotta go left. Where's your left?
Yeah, the left.
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 All right, I gotta go.
That way, man.
No, the other left.
Oh, sorry,
right, the other left. That's right, man.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, bro,
right,
man, we're supposed to get to that
right.
Fucking place, make money, man.
Number
get
two, you have
man.
To count some down.
Yo, man, I gotta
yo,
buy
man,
some new pills, man.
You the year on Earth, man. What the fuck, man?
I'm dreaming now.
You gotta smoke some while you're tripping.
All right, let's go jerk, man.
Man, you know what left is.
Let's go jerk.
You remember the coordinates, right? To the planet, man.
What kind of planet you want to go? I gotta repair that thing.
The planet, man. Come on, guys. Don't let me go like that, man. I'm second in command here.
Yo.
I can't even direct the ship, man.
Where are you?
I'm putting the ship
Captain
to the full fire.
Help us out here, man.
Hey, you.
What?
No, not you.
Who? What?
You.
Who you?
Who?
You.
Who?
That's you.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
I'm me. Are you?
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Captain, man, what's wrong with you?
What?
I think we're going through a spatial distortion. I'm immune to it, but you guys are fucked.
I believe. I'm sorry.
You know what that
you
was?
Believe?
You know why? Because of the right turn.
Exactly, it was supposed to go left. You said left and you meant right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta turn left then.
You meant right when you said left.
So I gotta go left to go right.
Exactly, I think that's what he means.
So come on, I gotta fix that machine.
When I say left, I mean not left.
Oh man.
You meant where? Straight?
No.
Then where?
Yo.
Right.
What? With the cool? There you go. So when he says left, he means right.
Let's go into Apple and talk about the left and
right. I mean right.
See?
But when you say left, you also mean right.
Come on,
guys.
You mean, I'm
let's go eat some apple and talk about that.
What are you?
Yo, man, next comment like that, man. Captain, I'm gonna hit the self-destruct button to get ourselves out of the...
No, don't hit that.
This is the blue button.
Yo, man, come on, man.
No, I'm serious.
Blah, blah.
It's gonna be a little thing.
Okay.
Look, you're gonna press the blue button. Look at that.
What's the blue button?
You press the blue button.
Oh yeah, welcome back to BDORadio.com. I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is the third segment of show number 10, recorded on July 19, year 2006. Nick Montoya's last show here. Now, we're going to have you explain from the bottom all the way to up. And if you want to go back in the past to explain why you're going back there and all that shit, go ahead, man. Make the story as long as you want. This is your night, man.
The story started when I ended my welding course. I'm fucking looking for jobs and welding jobs and shit, and everywhere I look they're saying we don't want anybody with no experience. We were looking for someone with 3 to 5 years of experience, 6 to 9 years of experience, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck am I supposed to get the experience if nobody will hire me, you know? So I started looking on the internet for jobs, you know. And I'm looking, I find this job in here in Montreal. It's fucking welding solar panels. So I'm thinking, solar panels, fucking, they must pay a lot. And I look and it says, no experience.
Oh.
So I fucking call, if I inquire on the job and shit, fucking pay $7.75 an hour. Minimum fucking wage. I fucking laughed at the guy when he said that. I literally fucking burst out and laughed. I told him, like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, are you sure it's not $17 an hour or $15 an hour? He's like, you crazy? I'm like, no. I fucking just finished a $12,000 course. I left a job at $12 an hour to take that course. I'm not going to $7.75. You must be crazy. Who the fuck are you hiring? Immigrants? So I fucking start looking and I don't find anything. So I start working at hardware stores and video stores, Blockbuster.
You worked there? Finally.
One day.
One day? What happened?
I fucking go there and they give me one day. Actually, I worked there 4 days, but it was 4 days of training.
Okay.
And on my fourth day of training, I go there and he's like, we can't keep you. I'm like, why? He says, because you lied on your application. I'm like, what do you mean? He says, you said you had no criminal record. And since Blockbuster is international, they check. And I knew they were going to catch me. But I figured it would have taken them 3 months, 4 months.
Shit.
You know, I would have made time to make some money and blah, blah. You know, I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
Eventually, it would have catch on. But I didn't expect them to take him a week. So anyways, I can't work there anymore. I can't work for any Blockbuster Canada.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. You know, like, I give a fuck.
Yeah, true.
I got a fucking welding card.
You gotta work
card.
At a 7-Eleven.
You know? I got a welding card.
Yeah, true.
Okay, I don't need
what?
That.
You have a welding card, bro.
So what happened before that, before I started working at Blockbuster, when I was working at the hardware store, you know, I was getting sick of fucking working in store for minimum wage and shit like that and getting nowhere with my welding. So I started calling people in BC, see how it was going over there with them. You know, just asking. I was missing the place, actually, when I called. And I'm like, fuck, you know, I miss that place. It's hot, it's nice, girls everywhere. I miss it, you know. Not that I don't like people here. But the living over there is way different. It suits me way better than here. You know, it's more relaxed. I get to do, you know, things I want to. People don't ask so many questions. People don't ask why all the time, you know. And they're not in a hurry to go anywhere. So, you know, I started calling my friends over there. And next thing you know, I called my boss, my ex-boss, the one I was working for on the conveyor belts when I was living there.
Yeah.
And he's working for a big company right now. And I called him and I'm like, yo, how's it going? He's like, good, you? I said, well, not so bad. I got my welding cards, but I'm not getting anywhere with it. He says, are you ready to come back to BC if I find you a job? I'm like, yeah, if it's good enough, I will. So he says, call me tomorrow and I'll tell you what I found out. So I call him the next day. Fucking doesn't answer his phone. Call him the day after. He's like, yeah, you didn't call me yourself. It's like, yeah, I did. He's like, oh, maybe that's the call I missed. You should have called back.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, do you have any news for me? He's like, yeah, I have this sawmill in right downtown Kelowna that's looking for welders and people that know how to work themselves around metal. Are you good with metal? I said, I love metal. I know how to work metal. I know how to mold metal.
You make weapons out of metal.
I don't care about that. I love metal.
He makes weapons out of metal.
And anyway, so he says, okay, well, if you can make it to Kelowna by August 1st, you have a job. I'm just like, okay, how much does it pay? He says, well, the guy starts his workers at $16 an hour.
Oh, nice.
Okay, but because he's hiring you for a favor as me, he doesn't know, he hasn't passed you any interview, no test, nothing, he's gonna start you at $13 an hour.
Which is still good.
I don't care.
He to says, start off?
Within 3 months, instead of jumping from 13 to 16, he's gonna jump you straight from 13 to 18.
Nice.
So me, because he's hiring me on the word of someone, he's gonna pay me $13 an hour. But as soon as my probation is done, he's going to put me straight at 18.
Nice.
And then, so I fucking jumped on the occasion. I'm like, fuck, you know, why not? I have people over there. I have friends over there.
Weld. Okay, I just wanted to do that.
Okay. Anyway, so I call my friend, you know, I'm like, okay, so I have a job, but I have no place to live. I have nowhere to go if I get there. I have Pedro, I have my dog to think about, you know? So I start calling my friends and everybody, you know, I have friends, and you know, people grow up, they change. I have friends that got married. I got friends that got kids now. So they're like, no, you know, you can't really live with me, I have, you know? So I'm like, you know, maybe I'll give my friend, we'll call him N, okay? I call my friend Ann and I'm like, you know, well, how you doing? Good. He's like, so when are you coming back to town? He's all psyched up, you know. When are you coming back to town? When are you coming back to town? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking about coming back about a month and a half. He's like, really, really? I'm like, yeah, you have a place for me to stay? He's like, he's thinking. Let me see. I might do. And I'm hearing, he's like, talking to his buddy. He's like, yeah, actually, I have a place for you. And I hear those two girls in the back, you know. I'm like, well, ask those girls in the back if they want a roommate. I was joking, you know. So he turns around, he's like, you girls want a roommate? And the first girl says, no, I can't. And the other girl, first thing that comes out of her mouth, is he cute? You know what my friend says? What? I'd do him.
Oh, that's good.
So the girl picks up the phone. I talked to the girl for about 5 or 10 minutes. She's like, so, yo, you're coming. When do you think you're going to be in town? I'm like, oh, about the 25th, 26th, you know. She's like, okay, are you coming along? She says, no, I'm coming with a dog. She's like, oh, really? What kind of dog? Blah, blah. I'm like, he's nice.
Chick.
And he's like, okay, well, yeah, I think you just found yourself a place to stay.
Nice! So, you explained the rest of the story.
So, yeah, so that's how I get it.
Your mobile and when you're going there.
Oh, yeah, so I bought a... the whole thing was depending on my driver's license. Yes. That was a big
hit. Oh, my
pick.
God.
Because I kept going and failing.
Yeah, and okay. Don't give too many excuses.
Yeah.
They do allow you to succeed at the two first places you went at.
Yeah, well, I fucking drove like a maniac, bro.
That's not...
Anyways, so I fucking... I the first time, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pass this, and I'll be ready to leave soon. And I fucking failed, so I had to wait 21 days to go back. So I got it, and I fucking went there, and I failed it. For the second time. So I fucking go back and I'm looking. Those were big centers, you know, downtown in the city.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so I failed here, failed there. So where would I pass that would be easy to pass where the roads are clean, not a lot of people in them, not a lot of circulation? Bang, small village outside of Montreal.
Fucking. Saint-Jérôme.
So I says, yeah, I want a date to Saint-Jérôme, blah, blah, blah. I get the date, but I get this old dude next to me, kept talking to him on the. To him while I was driving, you know. So fucking he passed me. Now I'm all fucking happy. He gives me this paper. Fucking I left fucking office where I passed my driver's license. I went from there to the guy who had my car.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I fucking
you didn't specify that earlier.
I fucking went from the driving center with my little paper saying I was allowed to drive.
What?
From there, not home, from there to the car. Paid for the car, and then the guy...
How much did the total cost you at the end? Keep going.
So I fucking... and I couldn't drive the car, you know? I'm like, fuck, because the it was late, and the
Insurance
and everything was
transit.
All closed. Transit was all closed, you know?
Fuck.
So I had to wait, and it was a Friday. So I had to wait till Monday. So on Sunday, I got fed up waiting. We fucking went, got the car, no plates, no insurance.
Oh shit.
I drove it from Saint-Eustache to Saint-Adèle with old plates on. No, it wasn't old plates. No. On Friday, we had time to go to the transit and take the plates, do the exchange of plates. So I had plates, but no insurance.
Okay, but no insurance isn't the end of the world.
Well, I know. If we don't smash. So I'm driving 100.
Okay, shit.
I'm driving 100 clicks, 100 kilometers an hour.
Okay, that's not
on
fast.
The right hand side.
That's not fast.
The whole way. Okay, I'm just my feet is just itching. You know, I'm following my dad. Yeah. So I just 100 clicks all the way to my dad's. And I'm like, okay, I have to drive this baby. So I'm finding all kinds of excuse to take the car to the dep, to the store. You know, buy this, buy that, go to McDonald's, go there, go there. And my dad's like, you know what? You can't do that. You're gonna get pulled over and then you're fucked.
Just like you used to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I drove a year and a half in BC with no insurance and a sticker that was peeling off that I stole off another car because over there they work with stickers. With a year on it?
On the plates.
Yeah. So I stole this sticker off this other guy, peeled it on, and I stick it on my plate on top of the 78. I hadn't been insured since 78.
Oh, God.
So I put the sticker on and I drove that car, no insurance, no good plates for about a year and a half. Before my dad decided to take a look because he heard a noise in the motor. And it was a Buick. Buick Regal 76, I think, or 78. Yeah, I hadn't been insured since that year. So it was bought and then not used for a long... No, actually, I think it was 79, the plate said. Not 78, 79. Anyways, fucking, I drove that thing for a year and a half. Then my dad heard a squeaking in the motor. And the next thing you know, he's like, well, I'm going to fix that. So he takes the motor apart. Takes all the thing apart, fix whatever he wanted to fix, put the motor back in. I come to take the car out, I look on the floor, beside the wheel, there's 3 bolts. I'm like, I go in, I'm like, Dad, what are those bolts? He's like, oh, don't worry about it, you don't need them. 3 bolts out of the motor, I don't need them.
That's not good.
You know? He's like, they're extra, don't worry about it, they're extra.
This is not IKEA.
I'm like, Dad, I'm not taking the car. Fuck. You know what I like about this trip?
What?
I have no family over there. I'll be alone. On my own. Really on my own.
Yeah. And not only that, you don't just have no family. You don't have buddies that'll get you out of the hole right away.
Exactly.
To start with. You're going to be on your own. You better remember that, though.
Well, I know that. That's where I'm going.
That's what might freak you out and make you get somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And plus,
you gotta admit it.
The fact that I already did jail time, I know that's not where I want to end up.
Exactly.
So that's another drive forward. But I just hope that thing won't put me down. I'm asking for a pardon about next year.
Would you be willing to explain that, please?
I'll just say why. I won't explain what happened, but I'll say why.
Can you explain what happened?
We were drinking that night quite a bit at home. And,
before anything else than alcohol?
No, actually, that night we didn't. We didn't.
Oh, shit.
No. It was straight alcohol. We drank about a 26-ounce of whiskey.
Okay, another question. Was this in your days...
Well, actually, no, it was before.
Before that?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Actually, no, it was in the day. Yeah, it was. It was in that time.
With the money from the steal...
No, we were going to the club.
Oh. Oh, you fucking freaks.
Oh. That's the whole... Okay, the whole point of the night, okay? What we did was we started drinking at home to go to the club. We're like,
okay,
we'll drink, we'll get to the club... And we'll be hammered and it'll be great. So we drink the bottle and then we realize as we're drinking that we won't have enough alcohol to get really drunk as we planned to. But we were drunk. We were really drunk. Okay?
Dangerous.
And so my buddy, me and... When we started as a joke, you know, he's like, oh, we should go rob the pizza place at the corner. It was a joke. It started as a joke. Next thing you know, we were in the car with a loaded 45 going to the Domino's Pizza. We weren't planning on hurting anybody. We didn't.
You did not.
We didn't hurt
anybody.
But
how did it happen?
Okay, so we started drinking at home. We got drunk. And then next thing you know, my buddy goes, we're like, fuck, we got no money. We're gonna go to the club and do what? Sit there. Hoping that girls don't realize we're broke. You know, we're thinking at this point, we're thinking with our dicks, you know. We're like, fuck, we want to get laid, need money, fucking. We wanted to buy some blow for later on. You know, like, we'll buy a lot of alcohol, buy some blow. And then we got no money, you know. So we were like, oh, let's rob the pizza place. Ha 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 ha. Funny, ha ha ha. And the next thing you know, we're over there fucking robbing the place.
So how did the robbery go?
I don't really remember. Tell you the truth, I don't really remember. And
okay, wait.
It's not, I think...
There's a beginning, middle, of the end. The beginning is probably you guys pulling into...
Oh, yeah.
The parking of that pizzeria.
Oh, we didn't even park. We went into the front. I remember, we parked the car in the front. Fucking opened the doors.
Okay.
We left the door open and the motor running.
You're like customers almost.
And then after that, I think my brain just blocks it out.
Okay, but the middle is performing the robbery.
Yeah, that I don't remember.
You remember being taken away from the place.
Oh, no. Next thing I remember, to tell you the truth, is waking up the next morning in a jail cell.
Oh, true. You were fucking hammered.
Yeah. But I don't remember because of the alcohol. I think I don't remember because my brain doesn't want to let me remember. I get this legal aid lawyer.
Okay.
Okay.
You have no idea how sometimes they are fucking killers.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not mine. Okay.
That's terrible.
I get there the next morning. He's like, okay, well, you could have called your lawyer last night, but you were too incapacitated to do that. So this morning you have a phone call to your lawyer if you want. I'm like, sure, of course I want. I don't think
you only drank 18 ounces of alcohol then. If these guys are recalling to you that you were too fucked up to pick up a goddamn phone, I'm sorry,
I'm not shocked. I think I was not too fucked up as drunk, but as fighting with them and telling them to fuck off.
Oh,
yeah, you know me when I'm drunk.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
And if you don't recall that, it's not because of any form of shock whatsoever.
Anyways,
you
it's
were fucking
beside
hammered.
The point. Okay, I call my lawyer. I tell him I don't have a specific lawyer. He's like, well, you want legal aid? I'm like, yes. He's like, okay. Calls the office for legal aid, puts the lawyer on the phone for me. Fucking, the cop stays with him on the phone for about 15 minutes to explain the case, what happened and everything. Lawyer gets on the phone, says, you'll be out by tomorrow morning. Now we're talking city cells, in the city cells, you know, the fucking police station jails. And it's a Monday. So I'm there. Actually, it's a Tuesday when I talk to the lawyer.
God.
Tuesday when I talk to the lawyer, he's like, yeah, you'll be out by tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday. I spent 6 days in city cells.
Oh, God!
Okay.
Man, we've had, like, a lot for our money tonight from Nick, as you can see. And, well, it comes to this time where we have to end the show. Now, Mr. Montoya, we will ask you to state final words on this live show.
Well, the final words. Thanks for all coming out.
Yeah.
It's very nice of you. And, one day maybe I'll come back.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully on Skype we'll be able to have
you.
Yeah,
hopefully. So that's it. Good night.
Yeah. So people, thank you for listening. And this is Mr. Montoya's last show. And
peace.
It is ending. He says peace.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my pain.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
The following segment is brought to you by Jack's Light Bulbs.
Hi, I'm Jack. If you own a lamp, get my light bulbs. My light bulbs explode on their first use as soon as electricity goes through them, and that's just really cool.
Yes, what is your destination at New York Airport today?
We're actually thinking about going to Russia.
That's your destination. Russia is your destination.
Don't forget about my friend.
We mean the new album, you know, Dark Side.
Those bags are hard.
Wait, one at a time, please?
Yeah, one at a time. The bags are not filled with drugs.
Those are mine. Can I take them on board?
I just want to know your destination, how long you'll be staying, please.
Hey, don't accuse me of anything here, buddy.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm asking you where are you going and for how long.
Can I just take this little bag here?
What is in those bags?
Doesn't it say where I'm going?
What you're talking an awful lot about these bags. What is in those bags?
Nothing illegal.
I think we're I think we're gonna have to check these bags.
No, you don't have. Don't look.
Grab the bag. Nothing.
No, we're now. Please put this bag on the table immediately.
What bag?
What bag? What table?
These bags that you have that you're hiding behind your feet.
They have no bag.
They're quite large and green, and it's starting to smell here.
Have you ever heard?
Oh, look at the big lady with the huge duties.
Give me the bag on the table. I'll have to put you guys under arrest or some shit like that, so put the bag on the table.
Yeah, we do need arrest.
What bag?
The bag behind your feet, you dumbass. It's like 18 times your width.
He's got no bag in his feet.
I don't know. What bag?
The bag full of something you've been talking about since the beginning while I'm just asking you for your destination.
You mean my dirty uncle?
You realize that if these bags are filled with drugs, you just trapped yourselves because I could have easily discarded them and let you through.
Do you know where the duty free is?
For what?
Buy some brown thunder.
That's a mix.
Can we go to Russia now?
You can't go to Russia until you put the bag on the table.
Dude, I'm freaking out. I just took 3 tabs of acid.
Thank you, Mr. Security Guard.
What? You've had what?
Bye-bye now.
No, I had acid for my asthma.
I thought you said you had 3 acids.
Yeah, for my asthma.
You need the puffer for your asthma, not acid.
I'm just gonna take this bag
puffer,
right now.
It's puffy
if you guys
acid
don't mind.
Asthma pill.
Have a good day now. Bye-bye, Mr. Security Guard.
Wait, come back here. Security, get these guys. Get these guys. They're getting away.
This is my bag.
Attack him. Attack him, security.